And you're listening to Morning Edition on 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen. On January 1st, the city of Lansing will have a new mayor for the first time in 12 years.
Well, the numbers are in, and we won.
Democratic State Representative Andy Shore easily defeated City Councilwoman Judy Brown Clark last night, capturing 72% of the vote. He had a lot of people to thank during his party at the Lansing Brewing Company, especially his family.
I'd say without them, this wouldn't be possible, and that's true. And I am doing this for them, for creating a great Lansing, a place where I want them to be and to live and to learn. I'm really excited. We're going to get to work tomorrow. We start tomorrow morning. We will pick up your yard sign. We got 1,500 of them out there, so we got some work to do. But we are going to start tomorrow. We're going to start putting the pieces into place. I can't thank you all enough. Thank you for being here. Eat, drink, and enjoy the evening. Thank you, everybody.
And Lansing Mayor-elect Andy Shore is actually in the studio with me now. And good morning, Mayor-elect. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. You know, little sleep deprived, but it still sounds good.
Yeah. And so I have to ask, have you picked up any yard signs yet?
My team is out there doing it now.
Oh, are they?
And as soon as I get back, I will be picking them up in my neighborhood. I have to drop my daughter off at school, so I'll be picking them up in that neighborhood. So, yes.
Well, congratulations. Big win for you last night, 72% of the vote. And actually, a big night for City Hall. You'll be joined at City Hall by three new council members, Peter Spadafore, Jeremy Garza, and Brian T. Jackson. So I have to ask, is this the beginning of a new era of cooperation in the city?
It is. This is the next Lansing. We are going to have almost half of council is new. We'll have a new mayor. So it is. This is the next version of Lansing, where we've got new council members with new ideas. We've got council members coming back who have been very positive in this campaign, have been helpful to me on all sides. You know, whether it was Patricia Spitzley or Jody Washington, Adam Hussein, Carol Wood, they've all been great to work with. I'm excited to have Kathy Dunbar back, and the three that you mentioned, the new folks coming on board. I think we're going to have a great team for Lansing.
So you campaigned on four main issues. So let's talk about some of those. First, city infrastructure and services. And you said one of the biggest themes you've heard from residents is the condition of Lansing's roads and also the sidewalks.
Yeah.
So how do you intend to work on that problem? How do you intend to fix that?
Yeah, when we laid this out in my plan, and I talked to voters at their doors for the last many months now, you know, we're going to do two things. First, we're going to see what's been fixed recently. We have kind of an inventory of the roads, and we generally have an idea of the condition through what are called PACER ratings. But there's been some work done. If you go around the city, there's a lot of really bad roads, but there's some that have been fixed recently. I want to put out there to the residents so they know what's been fixed and what's coming. We're going to meet with residents throughout the city. We're going to meet with different neighborhoods and neighborhood associations, and we're going to talk about what's their priority. Is it the street in front of their house? Is it the corridor street? Is it the downtown? Because I've heard all of those. We're going to create a priority list, and we're going to cost it out, figure how much each road is to either patch or, you know, asphalt or reconstruct. And then we're going to start spending money on those fixes. And again, we're going to let the voters know and the residents know as we go what we're fixing, so they know how much in their neighborhood versus other neighborhoods. You know, everybody in the west side thinks the east side gets all the money, and everybody in north thinks the south gets all the money. And we're going to show them where we're spending it and what we're fixing, and we're going to create a plan long term over the next few years to make sure that we can address all of the major problems for our roads and sidewalks in Lansing.
Okay, so you mentioned knocking on doors. Are you going to be the kind of mayor that's accessible?
Yeah. I've always done that as a state representative, as a county commissioner. You know, I've held coffee hours once a month for the last 5 hours, so I will be accessible. We're going to create what's called a citizen advocate, someone in my office who can take questions and concerns and navigate government. I have to work with council to create that position, but that's something that is high on my list. I'm going to be out in the community talking to residents, listening to them. I'm going to attend city council meetings so I can hear public comment and other things like that. I am very active on my Facebook page. I have about 300-400 messages on Facebook just over the last 10 hours that we'll try and get to. But I will be very open and accessible, you know, as much as I can be, while still being sure that we can get everything running really well here in Lansing.
So not January 1st, the door's not going to shut down.
No, no, that's not the plan. We're going to have an open door as much as we can and still, you know, be able to accomplish the goals that we set out.
Okay, so going back to some of those goals, you also mentioned access to grocery stores.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Well, you hear a lot about, I talk a lot about job growth, and we need to have growth in our commercial areas. We also need to have growth in our corridors. You know, you've got people that live, whether they live downtown or whether they live on near any of our corridor streets on the north or in the south or east or west, they want to have a grocery store they can get to pretty quickly without having to drive to one of the big box stores. You know, you're still going to do your once every 2 weeks or once a month big grocery trip. But if you come home and, you know, you need some milk, you need some eggs, you need some things to make some dinner or some breakfast for your family, you want that corner grocery store. And I've heard this numerous times. We passed a bill yesterday on Election Day. I passed a bill in the legislature that will provide seed funding for grocery stores where we don't have them. So whether it's walkability, it's young people who are moving to our downtown who want a grocery store they can shop at, or whether it's for people who don't have cars or access to transportation who need to be able to get to that close grocery store for food for their families. It's very important. And it's an initiative that I've worked on in the legislature that I plan to continue as mayor. And we're going to identify many of those areas of need where we need to start talking to businesses about coming in and providing those options for our residents.
Okay, so you mentioned young people. Let's talk about the school district.
Sure.
Education isn't just inherently important to children, but it's also an economic driver. Good schools attract residents and businesses to a city. So how hands-on do you intend to be with the school district?
I plan to work very closely with our superintendent. I've got both my kids in the Lansing schools. One of the bigger issues that we see is, you know, Lansing schools have been really coming alive, right? Everybody's got their story about 10 or 15 years ago, the problems they had. With the new pathways that we have in place that the voters supported with a sizable vote when we had our millage a few years ago, you know, when you hear how excited people are to have a Chinese immersion program or an international baccalaureate program or new tech or a public Montessori, these are things that we need to talk about and share with people. When you have folks who want to move into Lansing, you know, and the first thing I hear is, well, we were going to move into Lansing, but we heard the schools weren't so good, so we moved somewhere else. That, to me, is a problem economically and socially. So we're going to address that. We're going to talk about the great things going on. We're going to help Lansing schools to sell what they're doing and at the same time work with them to provide resources for those who need them, who need mentoring and tutoring and other things. So I plan to work very closely. I'm not going to be the superintendent, and I'm not going to be a school board member, and they do a great job. So I'm going to work closely with them to make sure that our schools are an integral part of how we sell Lansing to those outside and how we talk about our own city to those who live here.
Can we talk about security in schools real quick?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on security in schools?
I'd like to continue what's been going on. You know, we have police officers in schools right now. And, you know, there are people who like that and there are people who don't. And I get it on both sides. But children need to feel secure in their own school. They need to know that if something happens, there's someone there of authority. You know, I'm not a fan of guns in schools. But when you have a police officer with a badge and kids know that they can trust that police officer, that provides a sense of security that our children need in schools. So I want that. To continue, if the school district wants that to continue, not to be problematic, not to have a police officer searching lockers every day or anything like that, but to be there in case there is a situation that arises to show that we are safe and secure within our schools.
So you're talking more about the visibility of a police officer?
Yeah, visibility and involvement as needed. I mean,
right.
If there are fights that break out, if there are any situations, we had a shooting outside of one of our schools recently. It wasn't one of our Lansing schools kids. It wasn't in the school, but we have security there that can respond immediately, from the Lansing police. That's a partnership that needs to be there to make sure that our kids are safe, and I think they are. I think that our police have done a good job of that. Our school district has done a good job of that, and we'll continue that.
Okay, so now the big question, medical marijuana.
Yeah.
So Lansing has the new ordinance on the books now. City Clerk Chris Swope, who was just reelected last night, is now reviewing the applications for dispensary licenses based on the scoring system. And the law limits dispensaries, a.k.a. provisioning centers. It gets a little confusing sometimes, to 25. So are you anticipating any difficulties with licensing and getting that number to 25?
Yeah. You know, I do think there will be difficulties. My understanding is there was a lawsuit filed last night. I have not had a chance to review it. The clerk mentioned it to me yesterday. And congratulations to Chris Swope. Well-deserved victory. He does a great job as our city clerk. I'm excited to work with him and his experience. But we're going to have to work together. You know, they took applications, and they're going to have to score them. And they have to find a way to get down to 25. And I will work closely with him. You know, I've been saying for months now, Lansing needs, you know, we need to have regulation. And everybody seems to agree with that. You know, whether you're pro or anti marijuana provisioning centers or dispensaries, everybody agrees we need to have regulation and we need to do inspections. We need to inspect and make sure that they're operating above board. But getting it down to 25 will be difficult because now you have to pick and choose between different shops and potentially be closing shops that could be the good actors. So I will work with the clerk, see how he's scoring it. And we'll work together in January to make sure that we do it legally, according to the ordinance, and navigate any of the issues that come up.
Thank you for coming in. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you. How many hours of sleep did you get?
I get about between 4 and 5. But that's okay. That's right. We're ready to go today. I'm wide awake. I got my caffeine, and I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. Well, again, congratulations, Lansing Mayor-elect Andy Shore. And you officially start the job January 1st.
January 1st.
Right?
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I know you've got a lot of yard signs to pick up. So good luck with that.